Be seated.
After years of legal battles, the International Court of Justice ordered Colombia to immediately cease naval and fishing activities in waters that the court ruled belonged to Nicaragua.
By interfering with fishing and marine scientific research activities of Nicaraguan flagged or Nicaraguan licensed vessels and with the operations of Nicaraguan naval vessels in the Republic of Nicaragua's exclusive economic zone, the Republic of Colombia has violated the Republic of Nicaragua's sovereign rights and jurisdiction in this maritime zone.
The ruling is the latest in a century-old dispute between the two countries over a number of islands in the Western Caribbean that are home to one of the world's largest coral reefs. Nicaragua filed this case in 2013 after a previous 2012 ruling confirmed Colombia's sovereignty over the main islands but reduced the expanse of sea belonging to Colombia, giving Nicaragua access to underwater oil and gas deposits as well as fishing rights.
Continua e integrada.
But then Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Colombia could not agree to changing its territorial boundaries without a bilateral treaty, a treaty that has never been pursued.
Colombia's responsibility.
Despite the court orders, Colombia's current president Iván Duque insists he will not allow Nicaragua to limit any of what he says or Colombia's rights.
Defender. We will defend Colombia's highest interests in the Caribbean Sea. There is no room for hesitation or ambiguity faced with this kind of responsibility.
Some political observers say consecutive Colombian governments have tried to avoid reaching a settlement, fearing the political consequences of any perceived secession of sovereignty.
So the only way to put an end to this today is via a bilateral negotiation. And the decision today actually makes it quite even more difficult to continue postponing that. Now, it remains to be seen how the two countries sit down, given existing tensions between the governments of Nicaragua and Colombia.
Colombia said it will not negotiate with a government it considers a dictatorship, but the court's ruling are final and legally binding, which might force them to do so, potentially bringing to an end this long-standing dispute. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.